prayer by precept and by example. So I love my church. So I love my church. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 11. The power of God is in this place. Hallelujah. I feel it. Amen. Luke 11. Verse 1. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, I pray that even as we hear your word, we will do the word. For we are called to do the word of God. I thank you that today, Lord, will be stirred up into action. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. So Jesus was found in a certain place, praying. Hallelujah. And his disciples asked him, teach them how to pray. Amen. As John also taught his disciples. Amen. So, prayer is by precept and by example. Like I said last time, that many times we can tell people to pray, but they don't know how to go about with it. Praise the Lord. But we thank God for the knowledge of the Word of God, that, you know, it gives us, you know, what prayer is and also how to go about prayer. Hallelujah. Now let me say this. You cannot fulfill the will of God for your life without what? Prayer. You can never fulfill the will of God for your life without prayer. In fact, every responsibility that God gives you to do, you know, that is a call to pray. Amen. It's a call to what? To pray. As God tells you, you're going to be an apostle or a pastor, begin to pray. Begin to pray. Amen. Don't make flyers. Hallelujah. Do what? Pray. Amen. So, we say that Jesus' life was full of prayer. Jesus prayed. Amen. And Jesus left us an example. In fact, Jesus' ministry, you know, he patterned for us how we ought to do ministry. Amen. So, one of the things which was very common in Jesus' life and in his ministry is prayer. Hallelujah. And we saw that in Luke chapter 11, verse 1, Jesus was found praying. Amen. That's when his disciples asked him to pray. Hallelujah. And so Jesus taught prayer, but he also demonstrated prayer. In fact, in Matthew chapter 6, I'll just go through over some scriptures. Matthew 6, he told them, in this manner, pray. Hallelujah. And then, I think in Matthew 26, we see Jesus taking his disciples, you know, to pray. Hallelujah. That's when he told them, couldn't you watch with me for at least 1 hour? Hallelujah. So 1 hour is the minimum time you should watch. It's only 1 hour. Talking to my disciples, asking him, what is the longest time you've ever prayed? Hallelujah. How far you can what? You can go. Praise the Lord. So, I mentioned last time that prayer is of men, is an activity of men. Prayer is an instruction. Prayer is fellowship. Prayer is service. Hallelujah. And we also looked at the New Testament model of prayer, and we also mentioned praying in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So today I want to, let's first go to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians 6 verse 18. It says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Praise the Lord. Praying always with all prayer and supplication. Where? So praying always, praise the Lord, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. I think we talked about that. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Praise the Lord. So, last time I think I mentioned that there are different kinds of prayers. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There's a prayer of faith. Amen. Prayer of faith deals with needs. Yeah? You want a car, you pray a prayer of what? That one, you pray a prayer of faith. There's a prayer of agreement. Where two or three on earth agree on what? Something, touching anything on earth, it will be what? Done. Praise the Lord. Now, today I want to deal with another kind of what? Of prayer. Hallelujah. Which is supplication. Praise the Lord. And I think for those who came for an overnight, you know, supplication was explained. Hallelujah. But it is not tedious for me to repeat it what? Again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, repetition is for disciples. Repetition is for what? Yeah. Those who are not disciples, for them they want excitement. Hallelujah. Excitement is for those who are not disciples. But repetition is for what? For disciples. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we are going to talk about supplication. Supplication. Actually, in this verse, supplication is repeated twice. Actually, we see the emphasis is on what? Supplication. So there's a prayer of supplication. Hallelujah. Now, this one is a very dangerous prayer. It's a very dangerous what? Dangerous. Not dangerous to you. Dangerous to the devil and to circumstances. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1. When Pastor Godwin first discipled me, he first discipled me from the book of Timothy. I remember very well. And he was giving me charges. I remember. Amen. In fact, it was of God, because shortly after that I went for missions. Hallelujah. With all the charges in what? In 1 Timothy. Hallelujah. It is a book of instructions. Praise the Lord. It is not a book of doctrine. You know, some believers love doctrine. Ah, which is good. It is very, very what? Good. And we are very strong on doctrine. Praise the Lord. But also there are responsibilities to what you have been taught. Praise the Lord. There are instructions you'll be given. So Timothy was given instructions as well. Praise the Lord. You can imagine the whole letter. Instruction after. There are do's and there are also don'ts. I know some New Testament believers don't want to hear that. Hallelujah. They are fleas. Amen. I exhort therefore, that first of all, say first of all, that word first of all also means what? Primarily. First of all, supplication, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for who? For all men. For kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Praise the Lord. For this is good and pleases God our for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. So, verse 1 says, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, giving of thanks be made for what? For all men. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. One of the primary things in the church is prayer. But Paul told him, first of all, prayer. Primarily prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the emphasis is on what? Supplication. Praise the Lord. For all men. For all in authority. You know, now the reason he's praying for these people is in verse 3 and verse 4. For this is good and it pleases God our Savior, who will have all men to be what? To be saved. Praise the Lord. And to come to the knowledge of the truth. That's why he's saying, pray for all men. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, God's will is for all to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Hallelujah. So when we are praying for men, we should have the will of God in mind for all mankind. I told you last time that if you're going to pray only for your needs, you're not a candidate for this kind of what? Prayer. You're not a candidate, you know, for supplication. Hallelujah. Because after your needs are met, you say, mkama, webare, mpade poloti, nzimbie, bana wangibagi nakusame, naneka business, you're finished. That's when you'll tell us, what are you praying about? What are you praying for? Actually, if you're asking what we are praying for, is that. That's what we want to see happen. Hallelujah. God desires that the whole earth be filled with the knowledge of God as the waters cover the sea. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we want to see where the word supplication was used in scriptures elsewhere. Let's go to the book of Luke chapter 1. Luke 1 verse 13. Luke 1:13. It reads, but the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. That word prayer is the same word as supplication. Praise the Lord. Still, Luke chapter 2 verse 37. You are looking at where else the word supplication was used in the scripture. Luke 37. Let me start it maybe from 36. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity. Verse 37. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. That word prayer is the word supplication. So she served God with what? Fastings. She didn't fast once. Hallelujah. And with prayers, night and day. What? She was also waiting for the coming of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Can you imagine? Jesus was prophesied that he was going to come. But people had to pray for that to come to what? Hallelujah. So that's the word, supplication. Let's go to Philippians chapter 1. Philippians 1. Someone asked me that Philippians, was it written to the Philippines? Hallelujah. Philippians 1:4. It reads, always in every prayer of mine for you, always in every, let me start it from 3, I think I will get, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you, all making requests with what? With joy. That word is the same word as supplication. Now, there's also this favorite scripture of yours in Philippians 4, verse 6. If you don't know this scripture, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Praise the Lord. That word prayer is the same word as supplication. Praise the Lord. Let me give you some two more. 2 Timothy. Are you with me? Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 3 says, I thank God whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day. Praise the Lord. That word prayer is the same word as supplication. Praise the Lord. Now here it seems that supplication seems to be a continuous what? Work. Because it says, I always make mention of you in my what? Prayers. So, it is a continuous work. Hallelujah. James chapter 5 verse 16. James 5, 16. Now today I will come back to that, to James. Hallelujah. James 5:16. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. That word prayer, the effectual fervent prayer, is the word supplication. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, what is supplication? What is supplication? Praise the Lord. Now, supplication means actually a fixed request. It is a what? Praise the Lord. It is a fixed request. And actually it deals with specific things. Praise the Lord. It deals with an appeal that is urgent and pressing. Now, in supplication, there is a real need within you. Hallelujah. It is that which comes from within you. Amen. And I think we shall see some examples, praise the Lord, of supplication. Amen. And those who attended the overnight, I guess some of you experienced certain what? Certain things. Hallelujah. Amen. And by the way, if you've never attended overnight, the one of 31st, don't miss. Amen. Because we are going to supplicate. Hallelujah. Now, the word supplication was used for a written petition before someone who was great. It was used for a written petition before someone who has power or someone who is great. Praise the Lord. It's like you go to a judge with a written what? Petition. A judge can be considered like someone who is of what? Of who is in power, who is great. Praise the Lord. And you come with a specific what? Request before this person to help you. Praise the Lord. You make your what? Your request. You make your appeal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, the reason you come to that person is so that you may make use of what? You may make use of the person who has power. Amen. Let me bring it back home. You know, there are people you might go to. For example, you know, you ask from people depending on their what? Their power. Amen. You know, there's someone you can ask for a car and it is made available for you. Amen. There's someone you cannot ask a car from because they don't have it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, in supplication, you are going before someone who has power. Someone who is great. You make your appeal before that person to make use of that person. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, supplication is a fixed request. That which is pressing. That which is urgent. Praise the Lord. And the urgency is not in time. Praise the Lord. It is how it is pressing you. How urgent it is. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And it is continuous. Amen. Now, we are going to look at some parables of Jesus where supplication is implied. And one of them is in Luke chapter 11. Luke 11. Luke 11. Hallelujah. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us how to pray, as John also what? Taught his disciples. Give me verse 5. And he said unto them, which of you, let's read together, which of, having a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves, verse 6, for a friend of mine is in his journey, is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And, Hallelujah. Verse number 8. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, here we see someone goes to the friend of his and tells and knocks the door and asks him for bread. Hallelujah. And his friend tells him, please, do not trouble me. I am sleeping. Amen. Give me verse 6. And a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And He from within shall answer and say, don't disturb me, don't trouble me. The door is now what? Shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and what? I cannot and give you. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his what? Now, he will not rise up to give him because he is his? Because of his importunity, he will rise up and give him as many as he needs. Praise the Lord. Now, he will give him on what basis? Not because he's his friend, but because of his what? You know, there are people who say, God, if you are my friend, why is this? Amen. God loves you very much, and he wants to give good things to you. Hallelujah. So he will not rise to give him bread because it is what? But because of his importunity. Praise the Lord. Now, that word importunity in the Greek is an idea. Praise the Lord. It is what? I think it is A-N-A-I-D-I-E-A. Praise the Lord, if I'm not mistaken. It means a shameless standpoint. It means what? A shameless standpoint. There is no feeling bad on what someone is saying. Praise the Lord. Now, this gentleman stayed on his request unashamedly. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He is not feeling ashamed when he is making his request. Praise the Lord. Now, he makes his need noticeable without shame. He makes his need noticeable without shame. Amen. That is supplication. Hallelujah. There is a real need, and you are not ashamed to present that need. Amen. Do you know some people are ashamed to pray for certain things in prayer? Eh? There are also some of my prayers I don't want people to hear. Because they are more what? They are more personal. Amen. And many times I also pray them what? When I'm alone. Yeah, because I know me. Yeah, so if I make those prayers when you are listening to me, you will say, Musumbanawe. So those ones I make them what? When I'm alone. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, he will wake up to give him bread because of his what? His importunity. He's not feeling ashamed. Praise the Lord. He's not ashamed to present his need. Hallelujah. And he keeps on what? Knocking. Amen. He keeps on what? Knocking. He says, please, give me what? Bread. I am asleep. My children are asleep. But if I wake up, you know, the whole house will what? And he says, please, I have a what? A need. A friend of mine has come. I don't have anything to give to him. I need bread. Amen. You know, someone told the story where a certain small dog was fighting a what? A big dog. You know? Of course, the other dog was bigger than this one and could easily defeat what? This one. But this small dog kept on what? Attacking. And she would be, the big dog would what? Would bite it.
kept coming, and then they bite it, and then it goes back, and it comes back. Kept on biting. And then, eventually, the big dog, what? Gave up. Abamu abakkiriza ekitulemesa tetumanyi kulemerako. Tumanyi kola ki? Musaala. Haleluya. Kakati walunene njogera egamba. Mukama nga ansabye. Mukama nga nkoze ki? Nga nkoze ki? In fact, me, I have not even prayed. Because when I hear men who have prayed, I judge myself. And I cry. I judge myself and what? Remember, what have I prayed? I have not what? In fact, I have prayed is a sign that you've not what? And who told you that we stop praying? Prayer is a continuous what? Hallelujah. So you, in fact, we are praying until the end. Amen. We are praying when needs are met. We are praying when needs are not yet what? Met. Praise the Lord. Prayer is a constant. Hallelujah. So, never say, nga, I have what? I have prayed. Hallelujah. So, supplication is implied. Praise the Lord. Now, in Luke also chapter Luke 18. Verse 1. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not faint. Praise the Lord. Men ought to pray and not faint. That is supplication. And then verse 2 says, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city. And she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. Shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Yes. Give me verse 5. Verse 5. Yet because this widow trouble me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming. Give me NLT. She weary me. But this woman is driving me crazy. She's driving me what? I am going to see that she gets justice. Because she is wearing me out with her constant what? Request. Yeah. That is supplication. Praise the Lord. Not fainting is what? Praying without fainting is supplication. Hallelujah. So, here he calls prayer without giving up faith. Amen. I think in verse number 8. So we see the attitude of staying on the request. Praise the Lord. This woman stayed with that request and she kept on what? Coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Supplication. Amen. Now, this kind of prayer deals with people. It deals with what? And circumstances. Amen. You're dealing with what? People and circumstances, and you want those things to change. Amen. Are you with me? You know, there are some people, you say, let's pray. They are presenting a request. They're saying, we pray for someone. They are on drugs. You know, they have left home. They have refused to do. Their life is messed up. And then someone brings that request. And then they say, let's just give thanks to God. That is not a time to give what? Thanks to God. That is a time to do what? To supplicate for that what? For that person. Peter is kept in prison. You know? And Herod wants to kill Peter. There you don't thank God. You don't what? For the life, Father, we thank you for the life of Peter. There it is what? We come with what? A specific what? Request. Hallelujah. It is urgent. It is pressing. Even the way we pray. You see, we just prayed here five minutes. Yeah? 5 minutes. After that prayer, I feel the power of God. Hallelujah. In fact, I prayed like I am dying. Amen. So there we don't thank God. We don't what? Father, I thank you for the life of Basil. He's in the prison. They are going to kill him on Easter. Let me tell you, if you know that in the work of the ministry, we are dealing with lives, there is a way you ought to pray. Hallelujah. Because you're not dealing with what? With natural things. You're dealing with what? Lives. Praise the Lord. For you to sit here, we have to pray you. For you to be where? For you to grow spiritually. We don't just thank God for you. Hallelujah. Some of you are prayer requests. Your prayer points. Not you. But you know they are believers. God sent them to you. And their prayer what? Like Apostle Paul prayed that, God, I'm praying that Christ be formed in what? My little children, of whom I am in travail again, until Christ is formed in you. He preached to them the gospel. And afterwards, some people came and started confusing them. And then they gave themselves to another gospel. Hallelujah. And tell them, you foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? So such people, you don't just thank God for what? For them. That's why, in Galatians 4:19, he says, my little children, of whom I am what? In travail again, until Christ is formed in you. He supplicates for them. Praise the Lord. So you come before someone who is great and make your appeal. Praise the Lord. To make use of that person is what? Power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So you know where not to give thanks. In fact, that one you give thanks after. After you have prayed, then give. After you have supplicated. Then do what? For hours, then give thanks. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I think it is John Wesley said, it seems God will do nothing except men pray. Amen. Now, this kind of prayer, supplication. Now, this kind of prayer is a time eater. Write that one. Prayer is a time eater. Supplication is a time what? I think when we are not overnight, Pastor says, you know, sometimes for you to pray, you look at where you come from. If you're not a child of Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk, this is the way you ought to what? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
n'ogamba kati zino ensonga okujjako mukama nga yakoze eki. You know, sometimes the way we pray, the way we pray, because we have other what? Options. Mani bobe ramu nemuchi? Ni option. Mani rentu wagendo kola chi? Okuva. O mani shiwa diru. Ogenda kufuna siente wali. This is the way you what? Ni bobo mani to ina ko kola chi? To ina ko ina. To ina go ina. To ina go esigamieko. Let me tell you, there is a way you will pray. This is how you what? And also some of us are not yet sick and tired. Tona kowa. Yensonga ruachi. Usabanga bokolachi. Nemo boko ye. Bobo kozechi. Oba mwona kowa. Ujia kudano tandiko kukaba maziga. Ngo kabiza mkama. You know some believer says, no, you ba kabiza chibambi. You're praying and you're crying. Praise the Lord. Bambi, you ba naku. Kama msasile. So, gubato nakowa. Ujia kusebanga bukulaji. Hallelujah. Kati nafe nge kaniza tu ino kolachi okwe manya. Tuagala kutuwa la mawanga. Nye kati tuliba meka. Omusumba na imida masona gamba kati tusabe. Noga mukama mkweba zora imitate church. We thank you Lord. We know who we are. That is not knowing what. We want nations. And then you are praying like as if you want what? You want a house church of two people. By the way, even two people in a house church. So, imitate church. We want... Now, I pray that God opens the eyes of your understanding to see what we are seeing. Hallelujah. We are not just preaching here. Oh. We want nations. Hallelujah. We want what? Nations. I mean there are nations where we God had opened some doors for us, but then someone stepped into those what? Those doors. Hallelujah. And they closed. So for you are here thanking God. You travel, you supplicate for more doors to do what? To open. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You supplicate. Amen. James chapter 5. James 5, 16. James 5, 16. Amen. So, when we are praying for the church, you know what kind of prayer we are praying for the church. We are supplicating. Hallelujah. James 5:16. Let's read together. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Give me Amplified. I love this one in Amplified. Confess to one another therefore your faults, your slips, your false steps, your offenses, your sins, and pray also for one another that you may be healed and restored to a spiritual tone of mind and heart. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. Praise the Lord. Supplication is heartfelt. It is what? Heartfelt. You know, sometimes we pray like we are not concerned. You are not in the prayer. You are praying that you are not in what? Let me tell you, there are postures in the prayer. Amen. Sometimes you raise up your hands. Sometimes you will kneel down. Sometimes you will lie down prostrate. Praise the Lord. Sometimes you will cry. Amen. Sometimes you will groan. No sinda mumoyo. Hallelujah. It is what? Heartfelt. You know, you're praying for nations and you're saying, Father, he asks you for nations. Just know that the devil is doing you. Amen. It is heartfelt. It is continuous, continued. Hallelujah. In supplication, you don't stop until you see what you're praying for. Hallelujah. That is the word earnest. The earnest. It means it is what? Heartfelt. It is continued. That prayer touches you. Amina. You and the prayer are together. Amen. Of a righteous man. And that is the prayer that makes what? Power available to do things. Praise the Lord. Prayer makes power available to do things, to change circumstances. It makes tremendous power dynamic, available, dynamic in its working. Amen. That is the kind of prayer John Knox prayed. He said, God give me Scotland or I die. John Knox. But by the time he made that statement, he made it after travailing in prayer for years. And God gave him what? Scotland. And the Queen of England said, you know, I fear the prayers of John Knox than the armies of what? Of Wales. Praise the Lord. A man, because a man what? Prayed. Amen. Now, verse 17. Give me King James. Stay on Amplified. Elijah was a human being with a nature such as we have. Now, let me also stay on this. Elijah was like who? Kakati bobeeri oyo ngogamba tosobola kusaba. We olimba. Bible egambye Eliya yali muntu ng'ani? Ngagwe. Akowanga gwe. Possible was saying in the overnight. Even as we do in prayer. Because we are what? We are not God. We are men. Hallelujah. Nange nkowa. Sometimes I'm on my bed seated praying. And I see it doesn't what? It doesn't work. Sleep has come over me. Then I pace. Because I am what? A man. I can get tired. Hallelujah. When you see us praying, don't think that we are not men. We are what? We are men like you are. When you see a man praying for 10 hours, don't think he's what? He's from above. He's a what? A man. Hallelujah. He has feelings. There are times you feel like you don't want to pray. I don't know whether it happens to you. Where you feel you don't want to what? To pray. There are times you are bored in prayer. You can be what? Bored. You know, they said when something begins to bore, that is when it has just what? Started. You know, you deepen your depth when there is what? Boredom. When marriage begins to what? To bore. That is when marriage has what? Now that is when you really learn to walk in love. Hallelujah! I have been married for a few years. Amen. Amen. So, prayer sometimes can what? You can be bored. n'ogamba naye bannaye nsabira ki? Hallelujah. But nevertheless, you keep on what? You have feelings. Amen. Hallelujah. I came for that overnight. I had a long day. Apostle Paul said he was feeling a backward. He's a man. In fact, he would have said, Omugongo ya gukola ki? Gukuruma kubanga oli muki? But you bring all those what? Those weaknesses, those feelings in the place of what? Prayer. Let me tell you, even if a man has weaknesses, a woman has weaknesses, but is prayerful, let me tell you, there is a way God will begin to work in what? In that person's life. And put his life in what? In order. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Please, this scripture is very powerful. Elijah was a man. Because sometimes people, when they look at men of God, why they think they are gods? He's a man of God. He's a what? Someone asked a certain pastor, do you eat? Sometimes you can overrate men of God. You do what? Because that sometimes you overrate them. You stumble easily when they do what? But also you can underrate. You can what? You will not be blessed if you underrate. Hallelujah. Amen. So Elijah is a man. Hallelujah. In Luke 18:1, Jesus says, men ought always to pray and not faint. Men. Prayer is for man. Hallelujah. And let me tell you, every man here has the ability to pray. And to pray for long. But also men can faint in the prayer. Because they are what? They are men. Hallelujah. And let me tell you, prayer is what will help you overcome also somewhat those feelings. Those very feelings, those very weaknesses you have, you carry them in the place of what? Prayer. Prayer is the one which is going to help you to do what? To overcome them. Hallelujah. Say, prayer is for me. Hallelujah. The Bible says, Elijah was a human being with a nature such as we have, with feelings, affections, and a constitution like ours. And he prayed. How did he pray? He prayed earnestly, heartfelt, continued. Praise the Lord. For it not to do what? Look at what he was dealing with. Hallelujah. Doesn't want it to what? Now, you say, Lord, let it not rain in Uganda. It is not a declaration. Hallelujah. He prayed what? Earnestly. That it doesn't rain. And no rain fell on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. Why? Because a man prayed. Let me tell you, when men pray, heartfelt, continued prayer, they make the power of God available to change circumstances. Hallelujah. In verse 16 it says, the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And then he gives us an example of a man who prayed and circumstances what? Changed. And he says, that man is not different from what? From you. Hallelujah. You can pray and change what? Circumstances. We are talking about supplication. Hallelujah. Honest. Verse number 18. And then he prayed again. And the heavens supplied rain. And the land produced its crops. Amen. You know, now when you read James, let's go back to Kings and we see how he prayed honestly. Because James explains, summarizes what happened where? In Kings. 1 Kings 19. Give me verse 42. Let me start from one. And I have told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and withal how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Give me 18:1. Praise the Lord. Let's read it. And it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, go, show yourself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. No, that is not the one I need. Give me 17:1. Let's read together. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. Now, when you read this one, you may think Elijah just came and what? And says, at my word, there will be no what? But James explains what actually Elijah did. He says, Elijah was a man of like what? Passion. He prayed for it not what? How did he pray? Heartfelt. He prayed honestly. Continued prayer. Praise the Lord. Last time I quoted for you E.M. Bounds. E.M. Bounds said, short powerful prayers are a result of long hours of intercession in the secret what? So this was just a declaration of what happened where? Hallelujah. Amen. The prayer we make here is not the prayer. It is not the what? The one you made at home is the what? Is the real prayer. So this one, we come to do what? Demo. Hallelujah. In fact, the one when we come together, we're supposed to what? Please, don't miss the Wednesday meetings. Don't miss what? How many were blessed? People you're missing. Amen. Then you say there are no miracles. They happen. You come on Wednesday. Someone will accuse, those people are just word. We are spirit also. Hallelujah. We believe in miracles. Amen. Please, come on Wednesday. I feel for some people. Amen. Hallelujah. So, he said that my word, there will be no what? No rain. Amen. But Elijah prayed honestly.
Amen. Now, 1942. It is 1842. Thank you very much. 1842. Let's read together. So Ahab went to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of what? Carmel. And he cast himself down upon the earth, and he put his face between his what? Give me the next verse. And he said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again seven times. And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. Hallelujah. Go back. Verse 42. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself. It's not very big, but I wanted to demonstrate it. Who can demonstrate that one? Because sometimes you need to demonstrate these things. Eh? What did he do? He cast. Okay, give me an LT. Sometimes he cast. And he bowed low to the ground. And he prayed with his face between his what? Tell you, when you are supplicating, you lose yourself. A sarin ya supplicate, DJ Moruzung, I can never be gamb. DJ Muchi? DJ Mu vocabulary. In a sarin, sometimes it is not about being right. They want to want to pray a certain prayer, when all the vocabulary is what? There's a time I came here, you know. In fact, I attempted to fast a certain way. I never also fasted that way. You know, I was not eating for 7 days. I was just taking some little water in the what? In the evening. So on Wednesday, you know, when you've just entered fasting. Now, one of the indicators that you are fasting, you will be hungry. And you feel weak. Sometimes until you feel those things, you have not yet what? So, I came here, I was weak, I was feeling weak. Shall I just let Sister Nora? I came here, I was weak. I didn't know that I could even pray. So I came here. Ah, that's when you started with white tongues. So, pray. I began to what? Now, afterwards, again, I was carried away. I prayed with groanings as like a baby. I lay down and as groaning. Now I felt supernatural what? Energy. Now, it was Wednesday. From that day until Sunday, ngansaza, ngamba musala, ngampudia na supernatural what? Energy to pray. That is when I come for meetings. That would not have happened to me if I did not come. But because I came, hallelujah. So I felt. And you know, then me, I disobeyed God. Because God was saying, you continue some more. I needed to push much what? You know, sometimes, please, learn the leading of the Spirit. Sometimes you plan to fast for 3 days. And then,
on the Saturday you feel you need to what? Fast some more. You fast some more. Praise the Lord. God is up to something. Hallelujah. But I felt supernatural energy. Kati yao ngampudi ya budu ngambida sala. Ngazaka. Hallelujah. Amen. So, that is how Elijah what? Prayed. Ya teko mguru kwe mchi? Na akulaji? Na saba. Hallelujah. Ngurumo fuka mida. Banku gambo inakube langa we simbie. You know, prayer breaks. Let me tell you. This kind of prayer breaks you. Hallelujah. You know, there are things sometimes we come to Christianity with and it's okay. In time when we renew our minds, they change. You know? Gwetofu kamidanga koku saba. Hey. You know, sometimes when the prayer gets into you, you feel like even you're not worthy to what? To stand. You break down and what? And you kneel down. You know? Sometimes you're supplicating, you're praying, you know, you are into the prayer. Sometimes you lie down, what? Prostrate, you know? And you pray. Hallelujah. Hey! Amen. You are shouting, but that shout is not this usual, what? Shout. Amen. We are worshipping here. I felt a sound. You know, I was not singing in what? That is spiritual. Hallelujah. On the overnight, you saw it. Amen. People started what? Supplicating. Something supernatural. What? And let me tell you, if you want to see those supernatural experiences, you begin from the natural. You may begin when you don't feel the what? The prayer. And let me tell you, those experiences will not be taught to you until you pray and you experience them. Everyone tell me biko lati. Biku yigiriza. Oh, kujako. Ngo yingi degwe kenyini mochi. Mosala. Not andiko biko lati. As I cannot teach you how to grow. I can't. Hallelujah. But what I can guarantee you is when you are consistently supplicating, hallelujah, the Spirit of God will take hold of what? Of you. And you'll begin to experience things which are beyond what? You'll even begin to pray beyond you. Hallelujah. You think Jesus' prayer was just corporate? You know, they are corporate prayers. The other one which is not corporate is called what? Give it a name. The Anik. Yeah? Sorry? Ordinary. No, supernatural. Okay. Supernatural. Even the corporate can be supernatural. But one is more supernatural than what? Hallelujah. Let me tell you, until you begin to experience, now, please, I'm not saying this, whatever I'm saying, to make you feel you've not what? Because people after leaving this one, they think the other one doesn't work. Yeah? You know, sometimes people know how to stretch things. They can hear the whole sermon, and then they pick on a trivial what? Thing, and then they run with that one. Put everything in its what? Context. Hallelujah. So, Elijah prayed. For how long? How many times? So Elijah kept at it. Sorry? He continued. How many times? So Elijah was not going to leave the place of prayer until he felt a note of victory.
I never tell you. You know, sometimes you can be praying for something and you feel you need to pray much more for that, in that same direction. And you think, I should pray much more. Sometimes it can take a day. Sometimes a week. Sometimes it can take a month. Even a year. Until you feel a note of what? Even that note of victory. You will experience it when you are in a prayer. Where you feel, yeah, this is what? It is done. Praise the Lord. 7 times he is praying. He is supplicating. And then when he told his servant, the 7th time, go and see. He says, I see a cloud. Which is like man's hand. And then he says, that is it. Yeah. Hallelujah. Then he overtook Ahab. Hallelujah. Divine speed. Someone preached a sermon there. Ah, it was very powerful. Hallelujah. Amen. He prayed honestly. Now, the decision not to pray is an attack from the enemy. You find yourself. In fact, if you're not praying, don't think it is what? It is normal. It is an attack. Hallelujah. Prayerlessness is an attack. Take it like that. Gwe sanganga tosaba, manya, warumbi wa. Wakulachi? Now, this kind of prayer, supplication, is a time eater. Eh? Now, as believers, we see Jesus. Jesus prayed for 12 hours. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, a believer also, you should, and in fact, we are going to train you. In fact, we are training you. To pray for what? You don't have to pray for long. Run. Nena webera angamuko ne kunyiriri. Bera angamune kuchi. Kale ogambi, it is not about what? Long prayer. Neka akati wano Yesu. Muruka. Mukaga kumi nabiri. Nga yasabe chirocho na. Aba yari asabira chi. Gwa gamba. And it is not about what? It is not about long sermons. Don't you see? Apostle Paul, in fact, he preached overnight. One time you shall have an overnight, but that one you can handle. You guys, in fact, clap for yourselves. The integrity of the word, you handle it properly. That one we have conquered. That one you have what? Hallelujah. Amen. Have times where you pray longer than the usual what? Sometimes have a day. No gamba no kuwa kola chi? Gwa kusaba. Katiro togenda kukola chi. Kuhunya yo kuhunya. Ogenda kutuwa lakasera ngo kola chi? Ngo saba. Esimu ojikole chi? Ojijeko. Macho saba na masimu. Apostle, you have reminded me. You know we are at the prayer mountain. I saw this emoji. I saw him on phone. Hello, guys. I'm here. I love you so much. I'm here praying for you at the mountain. Neda! You are praying and then you're... Guys, in fact... I started observing that gentleman. He was not praying. Very smartly dressed. Also, kuruza zikusaba. Pambala gambut. Please. You know what one ngoye zisaba? Ngadala waru okusaba kogenda mu. Ogenda okoze eki? Let me mention this. Some of you come for overnight. When you're putting on a heel, be easy. That one is about what? In fact, I'm going to buy some shoes. They are specifically for what? For long prayers.
This one cannot handle prayer.
Zino za kusandi wetujira mudimu zino.
Naye ziri ezentalo.
Buwa bugatonga bu canvas buli very light. Oba open shoes sando
ne sando waliwo ekikacha sando ekikola ki ekisaba.
Sorry, because they want to tell us about the sandals which don't pray.
Why? Because, you know, that is all preparation.
Hallelujah. This one does not pray those hours.
No. Hallelujah. Amen. So, you go prepared to pray.
So, I'm moving tonight. Now, we have been there. At one time, the other 31st, I came with certain shoes I regretted. But I removed them and I remained in my stockings.
Why? Because it is wrong!
Now, let me say this. It is not for any other thing or bragging. I went with Brother Robert to the mount. I think we've been, possible as has been going there. So we said we are going to pray until 4. Until what? Yetutandika. Repa. Gwarwe saa wetu kanga te kolachi? Tegenda.
Nenga waze kolachi? Nani mpuli de chiruji? Mpuli na
Gamba kugende. Baneta andiko kwetu nyesa. Nengamba. Nzi. Sempi.
Ene nkuba, obe etonye etya, naze kolachi.
Ate please, when you're going for those long prayers, don't eat. This is my counsel.
Olya nokuta, choko genda kusa.
These are common sense things.
Olya chi. Eyo genda kurubuto ngaruchi. Togenda kufa. Tuasabye ku Friday. Mwafude. You're not going to die. For 10 hours without eating. You will not die. So we started praying. Praying.
Ah, Rain wanted to interfere. I put my phones back. You know? In fact, I should have left them, but I don't know what. I put them back and my Bible, I put it back. Nagenda okula ne Brother Robert naye amasimu agateekayo ng'agamba tuddayo mu ki? Tuddayo mu nsiike. Hallelujah. Started praying. It reached 1. I mean midday. I am a man. Sleep wanted what? Yeah. I am what? Yeah. But I refused. Started pacing. Now, when I reached 1,
again I got what? Supernatural energy.
Katiao. Atene ningenda paka kufo.
Katiao ngampuji, I can go what? Let me tell you, the people who do those things, it's not that they are special. It is because they are at them what? Over and over again. Practice.
Practice makes perfect. In simple terms. So we prayed up to
4.
Now, you have the ability to pray even longer than that. You. Within you. Eh? There is something that prays longer than what? Your body.
Are you with me?
Now this is a bit that needs this angle. Your application. Now also if you don't pray in tongues, that one you may not handle it properly.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. But you know, you need to have such experience. And there are some of
no rangenda kutwala. Hey, ngenda ji kutwala mjaji ulira.
Now, after I had prayed, I felt what? Nakanyama nankwata. I have been pacing. Just imagine, you've been pacing for 6 hours. And you have not been doing exercise. Nakanyama nankwata. Nankwata. I am a man. Hallelujah. But let me tell you, the more I do it, it can reach a time when that is now what? A walkover. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, Apostle, we are going to take believers on the training. Mami Mwonga, I am coming. Hey, I am coming. Now, you know when you are training people, you don't just give him 10 hours. Muso kane mugende sawezo. Hey. You know our overnights don't have gymnastics. There is no fashion show. You come to what? Amen. But that is supplication. Hallelujah. I remember Pastor Shegun was told to go, that they had a prayer meeting. He thought maybe it was for a few hours. And the guys were praying until what? In fact, they are praying for, it was just 6 hours? 12 hours. So, for him, he thought it was these prayers where you see me. Again, the club pray each again, Amuchi. Now, kwate mi guguji. Now, gambe no sija jikolaji. Never took a naga, never, ne sabidanzi, e gasabadi ove gasanzi. See, because, let me tell you, sometimes you need to ask yourself that question. Is it benefiting the pastor or me? Who is the beneficiary? Are you praying it for me? Nadayo. How can I learn a prayer except in an environment of what? In fact, I was talking to my wife. Says, we need to go to the mountain. She says, where shall we leave the key? Segama. To gende nabo. Nabo bayige. Ndiji. In fact, I was there. Before I talked to her. And I was there. I saw people with what? Children. As young as Andrea. Bazi na kagundi kikieva kamu ni bamute kao. Esara nekolachi. Nengamba. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Hallelujah. Yes. Let me tell you. Those things can judge you. Unless you are a Christian who is past feeling. Ngago tebikolachi. Tebikukuatako. Never be kukuatako. Now I also saw a pregnant woman. You know? I think she's maybe in almost 2 weeks to giving birth. She came with her husband. You know, they sat down. I saw her be pacing. You know what? At least for 1 hour. And then she sat down. And then she was Bambi standing. But she's praying. Hallelujah. Kakati gwe omuvubuka embula kalifu. Mudajika biringe sare kozechi. Omuvubuka ji. No, they are considered to be strong that age. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I said, I'll bring my children. Waki ya bedebede wao, ne? Aja kutunleri nga alawa basa, batunleri nga alawa kolaji, basa, batunleri nga alawa kolaji, enaya igo kolaji. Please, believers, let us not fear to expose our children to spiritual things and spiritual exercises. Otu alawa nabo, mubigundi, nubatu aleyo, tuyagala mu exposing akuchi. You are fearing for what? Yesterday there was a wedding. So we are going to leave Andrea. And I told my wife, I know. If you leave her, tujja kubera ku bunkenke. Tujja kuba tuli ku mbaga ngogamba the baby obali atya, you know? Tanayonka, atitanywa mata. Tanagaga. Emga tugende naye. Nagamba gwa situla konze nja kusitula. Enjovu telemerera ki? Masanga gayo. I will carry. That is my what?
That is mine.
So we are there. We left at 8. But the baby was there. She did it. I know she was tired. She did die.
Hallelujah. Hey, we attended with her. What? I carried. My sisters helped me to carry. Amen.
The moment we reached home,
Nemunaza, Nakolachi, Nebamuru Kambene Yevak. Hallelujah.
In the morning, Nkede Mukolachi, Kumuzu Kusa, Nga Tugenda Kuchi.
Hallelujah. So I'm going to take them to the prayer mountain. Hallelujah. Such that they learn how to what? Amen. Take them. Hallelujah. Their kids, I see, they are Muslims. Every 6, is it 5? They go to Masjid. Hallelujah. In fact, one of my friends is here. He got born again. His father is a staunch Muslim. But tells him his father wakes them up. You say at what time?
At 5. That is Brother Hussein. He's born again. In fact, he was going through persecution because of that.
But at 5, it is empty. You have to go to the Masjid. To what? To pray.
Every day without what?
Hussein, see what you do? Bulirunaku. In fact, Hussein, you are Mukubi or Mugu. Wanga Tazuk Sekolaji.
Don't joke.
Now, for you say I am free.
Do not use your liberty.
You know? As an occasion for your flesh. Praise the Lord. So, in supplication, that is how we pray. Hallelujah. It is continued. It is heartfelt. Praise the Lord. You don't let go. Sometimes we are at the edge of the breakthrough and then we give up.
Hallelujah.
In fact, Limited Church, this is the prayer for this season. We need to supplicate. Hallelujah.
Hannah in the Bible,
you know,
she had no child.
By the way, give me, I'll end with this one. Give me 1 Samuel 1. This woman, Hannah, blesses me. Give me verse number verse 11. No, first give me verse 8.
Then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Anna, why weepest thou? And why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am not I better to thee than 10 sons are? Olida.
Believer, don't comfort yourself with certain what? You know, I've also done this. Ogamba, eranze wakiri ndi kare kare ko siringa chi? That one is of.
So yali amubuza abuza nga isteringa ana,
you know, in fact he would even give her double what?
Portion,
you know,
that double portion is not a child.
Hallelujah.
And then in fact he loved her and he was not putting her on what? On pressure. But Anna knows what it feels to be in a marriage without what? Without children.
Ngamuja wa mugamba gwe ana to ina waka.
You don't have what? Now here people also say something, but that you came to feed our what? Don't mention the other one.
So Anna rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. Go ahead. And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept. And she vowed.
Umanyoru mwaru ino kwesula makachi? Akamba yaya. No gamba. Nyinda kusaba.
And she vowed about, and she said, Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thy handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but wilt give unto him, unto thine handmaid, a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. Go ahead. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart. Only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore, Eli thought she had been what?
Hatuja wa mugamba.
And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. Now, you should be very careful. Just imagine, you are in sorrow. You have come before the Lord. You know? You are pouring out your heart to the Lord. And then someone misunderstands you, nagamba, otamidu mwingo musu. That's how the Uganda Bible says. Hallelujah. Look at how Anna answered. And Anna answered and said, no, my Lord. Hallelujah. I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Men of God can also misjudge. Men of God can also what? Misjudge sometimes. Hallelujah. But you maintain a right what? Attitude. And you don't allow offense to what? To come in. Praise the Lord. But look at how she prayed. Her lips were moving. But her words were not what? Hallelujah. She was not articulating prayer, but she was supplicating. Hallelujah. And she received an answer. Hallelujah. She poured out her heart. That is supplication. Hallelujah. So I'm going to supplicate. Amen. She's a woman. She's supplicating. You know, that prayer touches you. You are concerned. It makes you be what? Please, don't pray like as if to whom it may what? You know, ladies are very good. When you're going somewhere, you're very what? You're concerned about how you're going to what? My wife was telling me, I put what? What is this thing you put here? Scrub. Scrub. So, I also put scrub. And I what? And I scrubbed myself. I felt good. Hallelujah. But you know, she wants me also to what? So there is the casino. I'm like, you look good. Your face is what? As cleared. And she also told me, also you use this what? This jelly. I said, that one. Na hilo kukomba kupasi. Sobola biko jesu. Na kaya, si sobola. Ndongo kukorocha sobola biesi inga. Hallelujah. But you know, it is concern. Hallelujah. I've learned those things, by the way.
Lip shin, lip balm, lip gloss, lip shina, lip what? Abuja short.
I have learned because they send me, bring for me what? Abuja short. I was like, hey, that is long, yes. I think so, I don't know, but amen. But you know, it is concern. It is what? So, when it comes to the things of God, be concerned. If it is prayer. Now, you have seen us. In fact, you are looking. Because you are concerned about people. When I see someone who is not praying, I come to them and I pray with them. Why? Because I am concerned. I want them also to what? To pray. Hallelujah. Amen. So, supplication is heartfelt. It is continuous. Praise the Lord. This is a prayer that changes what? People. Praise the Lord. It changes circumstances. You prevail over circumstances by supplicating. Hallelujah. It is heartfelt. Amen. And let me tell you, when someone mocks you, just know when you're praying that kind of prayer, just know you're on the right thing. I remember a friend of mine, he had migraine headaches for a very long time. Now they are disturbing him. So one time he went to a certain field, he used to pray from there. So that day he said, I went determined to pray. I'll not come back with these migraines. So he says, started praying. Then a pastor came and told him, young man, stop shouting for us. Says, that's when I got delivered from what? From migraines. Hallelujah. Yes. Young man, stop what? And he said, I didn't listen. Like then he says, stop shouting for me. Says, that's when I shouted what? And he says, I left that place when I have no what? Hallelujah. Let me tell you, our answers are not very far from us. Your answers are not very far from what? Your answers are near you. They are where? In your mouth and in your heart. Praise the Lord. God has given us, you know, spiritual weapons where we can what? Affect change. Praise the Lord. In our families. You know, in our church, in our communities, in our country, and that is prayer. Hallelujah. Things have not changed because probably we have not prayed the way we ought to what? To pray. But we have seen that Elijah was a man and he prayed and circumstances what? Changed. Praise the Lord. So it can happen. Hallelujah. Even in our what? In our day where we pray. Hallelujah. And see people come to the Lord. Where we pray and we see people transformed. Where we pray and we see doors are being opened. Praise the Lord. It applies even to natural things. Praise the Lord. Even to natural things. It applies. Hallelujah. But it is within your hand. Hallelujah. It seems like God will do nothing except men pray. We read the scripture that though he will not wake up to give him bread because he's his friend, but yet because of his what? Importunity. You rise up and give him as much as he wants. Praise the Lord. You are the man, you are the woman. God is calling out what? To supplicate. And through you, praise the Lord, you're going to see things what? Change. Hallelujah. Why don't you rise up on our feet? Praise the Lord. I want, Apostle should pray that same prayer. That one of I see. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy.